About every third bite of food in this world was made possible because of pollinators. Honeybees and hummingbirds are the most commonly acknowledged pollinators, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, explained state biologist Kevin Lupke with the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Typical pollinators seen in South Dakota include critters like beetles, flies, even moths, and of course, butterflies.
Lupke says 80% of the world's plant crops are pollinated, and in South Dakota, at least 40 different agricultural crops are serviced by pollinators. This is National Pollinators Week, a time to focus on the benefits of pollinators and the importance of their habitat.
Pollinators play a vital role in providing services for our orchards and our fruits and vegetable crops. And you'll see pollinators a lot of times out in alfalfa and sweet clover fields if you're out on your farm.
A serious issue impacting pollinators, especially the European honeybee, is called colony collapse disorder, which is leading to unexplained crashing of honeybee populations.
And then that puts more stress on our local native pollinators to do more work.
Lupke says South Dakotans can take steps to promote native pollinators by leaving areas unmowed to encourage wildflowers, planting flowering shrubs and plants in the landscape, and utilizing no-till farming systems. South Dakota State University is conducting two studies in western counties looking at native pollinators and their habitats. Finally, a pollinator workshop is being planned for August 10th in Chamberlain. Interested parties can learn more by contacting Kevin Lupke at 352-1242. I'm Pam Gappert reporting for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, helping people help the land.